This is another episode of The Right Life Podcast, your number one source for everything bariatric surgery, from pre-op to post-op. Registered dietitian Alex Conception gives you real, raw tips and motivation through your journey. This is The Right Life Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to The Right Life Podcast. Today, I want to discuss the importance of fiber in your diet after surgery. First off, fiber plays a crucial role in maintaining a healthy digestive system, controlling blood sugar levels, and keeping you full or feeling full, which of course is essential for weight management. But more importantly, the lack of fiber can lead to increased risk of GI disorders like hemorrhoids, diverticulitis, IBS, heart disease. So if you're having cholesterol issues, you're not sure exactly what's going on, but you know that you're lacking fiber, this is a factor. Poor gut health. The gut is your second brain, and fiber will help maintain a healthy gut microbiome. We take probiotics, for example, to add healthy bacteria in the gut, but fiber is the prebiotic that feeds the beneficial gut bacteria, and the lack of fiber can disrupt that balance. Okay, so without getting too technical, let's talk about the types of fiber. There are two types you need to know about, soluble and insoluble fiber. Soluble fiber dissolves in water and forms a gel-like substance in your gut, helping to lower cholesterol and regulate blood sugar levels. You can find soluble fiber in foods like oats, apples, beans, flax seeds. On the other hand, insoluble fiber adds bulk to your stool and helps prevent constipation. Foods rich in insoluble fiber, we're talking whole grains, nuts, vegetables, wheat bran. Now, I do preach that in the first 6 months after your surgery, it's important to focus on non-starchy vegetables, right? So with that in mind, soluble fiber can be found in sources like carrots, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, asparagus, and insoluble fiber can be found from sources like green beans, cauliflower, cabbage, celery. So you can still get fiber from simply non-starchy veggies, maintaining the criteria we set in the first 6 months to establish that foundation for long-term success without having to overthink it. But so know that you will get fiber still. Now, you might be wondering, how much fiber should I be eating? It's recommended that adults consume between 25 to 35 grams of fiber per day. However, after bariatric surgery, you'll need to start slowly and gradually increase your fiber intake to avoid any GI discomfort. So you don't want to just dive right into 30 grams of fiber. And due to the reduced capacity of your stomach, I mean, we are restricted, you might find it challenging to consume enough fiber through food alone. So this is where supplements like psyllium husk or greens powder can be beneficial. They can help you reach your fiber intake goals, but it's crucial to remember that it's also very difficult to hit the recommended 25 to 35 grams of fiber per day through supplements alone. Even opting for an easy route like fiber pills may only bump you like an extra 6 grams per serving. So always read the labels carefully and incorporate a variety of fiber sources into your diet. Now, if you are using fiber supplements to combat constipation, keep in mind that water intake is a huge factor as well. Fiber supplements like psyllium husk absorb water. So if you're not getting adequate water intake, we say aim for 64 ounces a day minimum. Taking these supplements can actually make constipation worse. Okay, so make sure you do prioritize that hydration, especially if constipation is the factor and why you are increasing your fiber in the first place. Now, that's my quick reminder for you today. Remember, fiber is essential component. It is an essential component. Start with non-starchy vegetables and consider supplements like psyllium husk or greens powder to boost your intake. Just remember to pay close attention to labels and ensure that you're staying well hydrated to support your digestive health. Now, before we wrap up, I want to touch on something I've mentioned in the past, the importance of accountability for those who are struggling on their post-bariatric journey. Regardless of when you had surgery last week or last year, sometimes we just need guidance to help address this. I'm excited to announce the pre-launch of the Bari Balance Blueprint course Now, this program is designed to provide you with the guidance and accountability you need or want to navigate your journey with confidence. So for everyone who wants to or who wants a step-by-step approach, I invite you to claim your spot in the pre-launch. Simply head over to therightlife.com, spelled R-I-T-E, therightlife.com. Enter your name and email and follow the steps to get started. I'll be there to support you every step of the way. And that's all for today. I'll see you guys in the next. Peace.
This was another episode of The Right Life Podcast. For more motivation and future episodes with Alex, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss out on any life-changing moments.